Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today as we head right into the first Sunday of August, and we're excited about that. Got a vow renewal service here at our church tomorrow with a young couple, and we're looking forward to that, and then the first Sunday of August, and we're looking forward to a great Lord's Day together. Service times are 9:30 for Sunday school and Bible classes. 10:30 is our morning service. 5:30 is the evening service on Sunday. And of course, our Spanish folks meet at the same time as well. Spanish Sunday school, Spanish church, Spanish Sunday evening. And you will enjoy that if you have some Spanish speaking friends. We'd love to invite you out for their services as well on the Lord's Day. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want to talk to you a little bit today, and I don't know if I'll get it all in today, I probably won't, about standards and convictions, okay? Psalm 57, verse 7, the Bible says, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." The psalmist here is talking about his heart being fixed. It means it's set. He means my heart is closed. I'm convinced of something. Standards and convictions go together. You have to understand the difference. Now, convictions come from the Bible. Convictions come from the Word of God. Standards come from our convictions. All right? Think about it. The word conviction, it's the same root word as convince. So I'm convinced the Bible teaches something. I'm convinced that God has said something is right or God has said something is wrong. And so I've come to a conclusion. I'm convinced that that's what God wants. And so I take a position on something. And that conviction means my heart is fixed. It's not debatable. It's not up for discussion. It's non-negotiable. My heart is set. My heart is fixed on that conviction. Now, listen, again, number one, conviction comes from the Word of God. Why? The Word of God is our authority. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And we believe that holy men of old moved as they were, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, that God gave us His Word. And the Bible is what God uses to convince us of things that are right and wrong. The Bible is true. The Bible is timeless. The Bible is unchanging. And so we must allow the Bible to convince us. I am not the authority. The Bible is the authority. We both cannot be the authority. If I'm the authority, the Bible is not. If the Bible is, then I am not. I have to let His Word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. All right? Now, number two, convictions then are established on Bible principles. Again, my convictions are not established by anyone else. They're established by God's Word. You know why? People change. Customs change. Society changes. Personalities change. You'll not live by somebody else's convictions for very long. Oh, I see so many, many people that have dropped standards and lessened convictions. Why? They were never theirs to begin with. They might have been their parents' convictions. There might have been their preacher's convictions. But they weren't their convictions from God. And unless it's what you believe, and it's less what you have been convinced of by God's Word, you'll walk away from it one day. And you'll know whether it was just a conviction or a preference. A conviction is something that I'm convinced the Word of God is plain about and clear about, and I will not change no matter what the circumstances are around me. I will not change no matter who else changes around me or what else changes around me. Preferences will change when persecution comes. Preferences will change when disappointment comes. But convictions will not. Convictions will always stay the same because you've been convinced by God's Word, and God's Word never changes. Now, here's the key. I set up standards to guard my convictions. Years ago, we visited the Grand Canyon. I didn't see how close to the edge I could get. Why? Because I fall in. I think there's about half a dozen a year that fall into the Grand Canyon. No, so what did I do? And they do it now, too. They created a standard. They built a fence, a barrier, just a bar and such, that to keep people at least 10 feet away from the edge. What is that? A standard. Why? Because they want to hold the conviction we don't want people falling into the canyon. So the standard of staying 10 feet away is to keep my conviction. So I have a standard, but my standard is rooted in my conviction. When Daniel was taken captive into Babylon, he had a conviction of what he would eat and what he would drink, and that's based on the Word of God. And so he had to establish some standards. He says, okay, I know what I can't eat, what I eat, and I'm going to stand for that. And he wouldn't defile himself with the king's meat and the king's drink. You see, his heart was fixed. Remember, it says in Daniel 1:8, he purposed in his heart that he wasn't going to defile himself. So he had some convictions. And when he has those convictions, he set some standards about what he would eat and what he would not eat, so he could stay true to his conviction. So I have a conviction that liquor is wrong, that drinking is wrong, that God's never for it. So I have a standard. There'll not be any alcohol in my home. I have a standard. I'm not going into the liquor store to buy something, even though they might have a good sale. Years ago, I heard a fellow said he used to go down to the, not far from where he worked, when it would be lunchtime. He would go just a few doors down from his place of business, and it was a liquor store. But they had Mountain Dews for just like 50 cents. It was a great, and so he'd go down there to buy his Mountain Dew for 50 cents. Until one day, the preacher called him in and said, listen, one of our folks was downtown, and they saw you coming out of the liquor store about 12:30. Now, he told the pastor what happened, and he said, well, maybe you need to find a different place to get your Mountain Dew. Why? You're coming out of the liquor store. You don't know. Nobody knows what you're buying. And listen, that could harm your testimony. And so he has to establish a standard. What? I'm not going to be seen in the liquor store, even though I'm not buying liquor. You see, before the temptation came for Daniel, he had already established his conviction. And so he knew what his response would be. We establish convictions based on the Bible, and then we set our standards to guard our convictions. Now, let me give you four purposes for convictions and standards. Number one, it establishes your life. You see, it gives you a solid foundation to stand upon and to build upon. Listen, we all need walls of protection about us. The Bible said in Proverbs, if you don't have rule of your own spirit, like a city where the walls are broken down. Why? The walls were for protection for the city. So people just couldn't come and attack and come right in. You'd have to, when they went into the promised land, the first city they conquered was Jericho. Why was it so difficult? Big walls, protected city. And so we all need that protection around us. Why? To put us on and to keep us on the path of personal righteousness. It'll keep us steadfast. Those standards and convictions will keep a sureness, a steadiness, a consistency in our Christian life. It'll establish your life. Number two, it's a guideline for conduct. It's a guideline for conduct. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 37 and verse number 27. The Bible says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. There's two areas. I have to depart, what I depart from, and what I give myself to. In other words, what I will not do and what I will do. I depart from worldliness, I depart from sinfulness, and I give myself to God. It's a guideline for conduct. So convictions, the standards, will establish my life. It'll provide a guideline for my conduct. It'll bring glory to God. The Bible says, whether therefore I eat or drink, or whatsoever I do, I'm to do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So if I'm going to glorify God, I must have some convictions. I must agree with God. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. If God says it's right, it's right. I have to get, I'm not going to glorify God with sinful conduct. I glorify God with godly conduct. I have to live my life the way God says to live, that I don't henceforth live the rest of my time in the flesh to the lust of the flesh, but to the will of God. I don't want to live the rest of my life to myself, but to the one who loved me and gave himself for me. So I desire to do all to the glory of God. And convictions and standards will help me to do that. And then number four, convictions and standards help prove my love for Christ. They help prove that I love the Lord Jesus. I want everything in my life to say, I love you, Lord. And every motive of my heart to be because I love the Lord. 1 John 5 and verse number 3, the Bible says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. You say, oh, you're trying to prove you love God by what you do. Well, that's what the scripture just told me. What would you say if I had one of my boys when they were younger in their home, and I said, now, Andy or Nathan, I want you to take the garbage out. And they come and they say, Dad, you're the greatest dad in all the world. Man, I love you. Man, you're so handsome. You're so strong. You're so wise. Boy, I just thank God for you. I love you, Dad. I love you. You're such a wonderful dad. You're such a good father. You know what I'm going to say? Did you take the trash out? All their words don't mean anything to me if they're not obedient and they're not obeying what I've asked them to do. Why do we think we can just tell God how much we love him and how much we care about him and how thankful we are Jesus died for our sins and all of that? Nothing wrong with all of that unless we're doing it and we're still not obeying his commandments. He says, here's how you show God you love him. You obey his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. He honors those who keep his commandments. He honors those who obey him out of their love for Christ. And that's why I serve him. That's why I obey him, because I love him. Why do we have conviction standards? It establishes your life, provides a guideline for conduct, glorifies God, proves my love for Christ, and it helps me touch the lives of others. It helps me touch the lives of others. The Bible says we're ambassadors for Christ, and he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. We're representing Jesus Christ, not us. We have no right to do as we please. We belong to him. You know, foreigners in another country, when they're ambassadors, they dress as their natural country. And so, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. So, I'm not adopting the culture. We're in America, but we don't have to adopt the culture of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We don't have to be part of the culture. My citizenship as a believer in Christ is in heaven. Jesus is my king. And we represent him in this world. And therefore, I have to have standards and righteousness of the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of the world. Boy, I hope that's helped you. Now, I want to talk to you, and the time's out for today, but I'd like to talk to you Monday about how you develop some convictions and standards and five questions to ask yourself when establishing your convictions and standards, okay? So let's pick this up and we'll continue it, Lord willing, on Monday, all right? Hope you have a great weekend. Looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. We'll see some of you in the church service and others. Let's meet back together on the radio on Monday, all right? Don't forget to pick up the podcast on iTunes or iHeartRadio. We appreciate subscribing to that and appreciate you praying and giving to Words to Encourage Radio. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.